Getting through tough winters is a point of pride for many people in the Upper Midwest. It's a way of life. As part of our series on winter and climate change, WUWM's Lena Tran has this story on what we lose as winter's warm.
It's early March in Havenwood State Forest. The snow from a recent fall has melted. Mia Noel looks for animal tracks in the mud. Noel is a winter evangelist. She sleds on weekdays, hosts winter games for friends. She leads snowy walks as a natural resources educator at Havenwoods. Noel says winter reveals things that you can't see during other parts of the year.
So, like, you can see birds' nests in a different way. You can see animal tracks in the mud or the snow. And because there's less leaves and foliage, you can see animals farther away than you would normally be able to. So I saw, like, a pack of, like, six deer.
For Noel, who grew up in Wisconsin, loving winter comes with the territory. But this year was weirdly warm, and there was hardly any snow.
It is a little bit sad because snow, for me, is what makes the winter so fun. Like, getting to play in snow is the more fun aspect of winter.
In northern Wisconsin, without bitter cold, it's hard to get the thick ice that lets visitors see the Apostle Islands ice caves on foot. It's been 9 years since they were safe to access. The National Park Service runs a hotline, or ice line, that people can call to see if the ice caves are open. All winter, it's had this disappointing message.
Lake ice conditions do not allow access to the mainland sea caves.
R. Schneller lives in the Upper Peninsula and runs a popular Facebook page for all things ice caves. She first saw them more than 2 decades ago, and she was hooked. Schneller took her son and his friends. They were in middle school.
They were just like shrieking about everything. But the coolest thing they saw that day was a frozen mouse about 3 inches deep into the ice. They were like, Mom, come in here. You have to see this frozen mouse.
Now she wonders if she'll be able to take her grandkids.
I always know how long it's been that I haven't seen the ice caves because my grandson is 9. He was born the last year that I was able to see the ice caves. I want them to see it so badly.
As the ways of winter life melt away, people feel the loss. This climate grief will spread as we keep experiencing the effects of climate change. Tequila Chungyalpa leads the faith and ecology-focused LOCA initiative at UW-Madison. She says the grief comes from the fact that our identities are shaped by climate.
I mean, especially if you're indigenous or you have grown up here and your father did and your mother, you know, you've been here for many generations. There is this tendency to take strength from that history. This land has meaning for us. And when the land is transformed and the climate is transformed, we feel a sense of harm being done to our sense of self.
Chungyalpa designed a course on managing these feelings, looking to wisdom traditions like Buddhism. It's a 3-part approach. 1, build inner resilience. 2, build community. And 3, recultivate your relationship with nature.
I think what it does is really creates a buffer of mental and physical resilience for you so that we are not just sitting there feeling and experiencing harm when we think about climate change. We actually have a sense of agency, which is important and necessary for our well-being.
These strategies are similar to how winter enthusiasts are adapting to our new reality. Mia Noel looked to nature for lessons on friendship.
Some of the survival techniques is like being in community with others, right? Like there's birds that huddle together on a branch to stay warm, which is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
R. Schneller, who misses exploring the ice caves, found other forms of winter magic in shards of ice that clink in the lake, glowing rocks on UP beaches, and the northern lights, which he runs out to greet in the middle of the night.
My husband goes to bed early, and when they're spectacular, I will run downstairs, grab my husband, and go, "You have got to get up here, and you've got to look at this." He's like, no, I'm not. I won't even leave his bedside unless he gets up.
Schneller says maybe she'll start a Facebook page for Aurora Chasers next, to build community around a new tradition that doesn't depend on the weather. Lena Tran, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.